This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Your phone calls are welcome. Your emails, your tweets, your all-around support. We appreciate that. Say good morning to our newest affiliate, 96.1 The Zone in Lexington, Kentucky. And my thanks to the GM Lee Reynolds and their program director, Terry Ford. Thank you for taking on this product. I'll give you my full voice here. Roll on this at The Zone in Lexington. Want to welcome in our new affiliate, 96.1 The Zone in Lexington, Kentucky. Where rock lives.
I don't think it's a rock.
No, maybe not. Oh. Maybe not.
Sounded good.
Yeah. Where rock lives. All right. Poll question, McLovin. We're going to stay with what we had in the first hour.
I actually haven't put one up yet because I would need your guys' input. Two questions I have. Mm-hmm. Who's going to have a better rookie season, Mac Jones or Trevor Lawrence?
Okay. The rookie of the year odds list Trevor Lawrence, number one, Mac Jones, number two. Now, what's it mean to have a better season?
That's a good question. It's not wins and losses, but overall production. Who has the most touchdowns? How about that?
Well, Mac Jones could have he should have a better record, but he probably won't be asked to do as much as Trevor Lawrence is going to be asked to do. Trevor Lawrence could end up with 28 touchdown passes and they win 5 games. Mac Jones could throw for 25 touchdowns and they win 10 or 11 games. Who had a better season? Zach Wilson is going to be asked to do an awful lot with the Jets. How many wins are they going to have? I think we can look at the stats and think Matthew Stafford had a great year every year. He'd always have big numbers. They didn't win. And when you're losing, you're going to be throwing even more. Does Justin Fields get a chance? When does he get a chance? But I'm guessing Mac Jones has a chance to have a better season because his team is better. Trevor Lawrence is behind a spotty offensive line. You got a rookie head coach, and you're being asked to make some magic here. And you've already lost Travis Etienne for the season. Yeah, McLovin.
So I guess the question, who wins Rookie of the Year then, if they're 1 and 2? And is Zach Wilson probably round third, I would imagine?
What if I give you, you can have Trevor Lawrence of the field for Rookie of the Year. Does anybody want the field? McLovin does, Fritzy does, okay. Seton does, Polyester.
Don't running backs usually have a good shot because a feature back like a Saquon?
Who's the Najee Harris?
Yeah.
But the Steelers? What if I gave you Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, or the field? Anybody interested in the field? Seton's interested in the field. McLovin is interested in the field. Fritzy, not as much.
I'm riding with Trevor. If you throw Mac in there, that's a different ballgame for me.
Oh, okay.
We'll take Trevor and Mac.
Does anybody want a piece of that? Pie to the face? Rookie of the Year? Seton does? So Seton against the back row?
Wait, I'm with Seton.
Yeah, no, Andrew's with me.
Oh, so
left side versus right side.
Yeah, left side versus right side.
Okay. So right, my right side and my left side. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's McLovin and Seton versus Paulie and Fritzy. You guys got the field. They have Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence for a pie. Fair enough?
I don't know if Paul ever agreed to that,
but Todd definitely did. Yeah.
I'll just throw them.
You'll throw the pies?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to throw a pie at yourself? Are you involved in this?
No, I'm out of it.
Okay. So it's just Todd. Okay. And it'll be a pie from each of these guys. And then if you win, Todd, then you get two pies to hit these guys with.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Yes, McLovin.
I'm looking at the list of rookies of the year, and there aren't a lot of number one overalls. Like Kyler Murray won in 19.
Okay, but the bet is already firmly cemented here. Like you can't wiggle out.
No, my point is Trevor does not have a great chance.
No, babe. I'm saying to Todd, who's the most conservative guy that I've ever known, would try to wiggle out of
it. I've already agreed to it.
Thank you, Todd.
Back.
By the way, Peacock Original Series Heart to Heart, where host Kevin Hart sits down with today's biggest celebrities for unfiltered conversations. New episodes premiering every week. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. Yes, Eden.
You know that thing with the two tires that spins and spits out footballs? What's that called?
The Jugs Gun?
Jugs Gun?
I think.
I thought Jugs Gun was to do like radar on the pitch. Anyway, that thing with the two tires that spins and spits out footballs.
Yeah.
Can we find a way to fit a pie in there and have that fire out?
That sounds like good TV.
Maybe it's like a gigantic cupcake or something that you put it in there and it fires it off. That'd be fun.
What about those guns that they shoot T-shirts into the crowd?
Yeah. Oh, like a potato gun. Remember the potato gun you could make? And you press the button and it...
But we get cupcakes. We stuff it full of cupcakes.
Great.
I love it.
This sounds like fun.
Yeah, Paul.
I want to tell Seton he's right. The Jugs gun is also a football thrower. By the way, I typed in Jugs and hit search, and it was a whole different thing. But the JugsSports.com makes the football thrower. They call it the football throwing machine.
Football throwing machine.
By the Jugs people.
Oh, but Jugs makes those.
Yeah.
That's great.
And radar guns. Yeah, they do it all.
When the Patriots and Dolphins face off in week one, two former Alabama quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa and Mac Jones will face off. Jalen Hurts, who was in the same quarterbacking room in Tuscaloosa, starts in Philadelphia. That's surprising because you don't think of Alabama as quarterback U, but certainly during the Nick Saban era. But Saban opened up the offense a couple of years ago. When he brought in Lane Kiffin, he knew, hey, I can run the ball and have great defense. I got to get caught up to speed with everybody else with offense. And then those recruits showed up. As Lane Kiffin said, now it's not fair. Because it used to be you could get a quarterback or a wide receiver. Couldn't get a running back or good defensive players if you were recruiting against Nick. Now Nick goes in and goes, yep, nah, take that quarterback, take that wide receiver. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Alabama's actually tied with, oh man, you wouldn't get this one, Purdue, for having the most Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Alabama's got Joe Namath, Bart Starr, and Kenny Stabler. Purdue has three. You're going to get one. I don't know if you would get the other two. Drew Brees went to Purdue. The other two Purdue quarterbacks. In fact, we had a guest on recently who talked about his dad going to Purdue. Bob Greasy went there. Brian Greasy talked about that. Lenny Dawson of the Kansas City Chiefs went to Purdue.
I was going Kyle Orton.
This Pac-12 school has the most Super Bowl appearances. And here's the hint. It's not USC. Paulie?
Stanford.
No.
Oh.
Cal. Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Capp, Craig Morton, Vince Ferragamo. How about that one? Not exactly quarterback you nowadays, but there are as many Super Bowl starters in today's NFL from Miami of Ohio as there are Michigan. Others come from Eastern Illinois, Boston College, Texas Tech. Alabama might be having a run of starters, but you never know which college the next great quarterback is going to come from. And a little bit later on, we're going to have Mike Renner on, who covers college football for Pro Football Focus. And he said, you know, keep in mind, we didn't know much about these quarterbacks last year at this time. Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Joe Burrow the previous year, Dwayne Haskins the previous year, Kyler Murray, we didn't know if he would be able to play in the NFL, Mitchell Trubisky back in 2017. There will be quarterbacks that come out of nowhere, and we'll discuss this coming up next hour. These are quarterbacks that you need to know about now, and there'll probably quite a few of them are going to be first-round draft picks. Let me see. Oh, I got a new interview here, and it's with John Cena, the great wrestler, actor. This week's episode of That Scene, I talked to John Cena about the scene in Trainwreck, where he's in the movie theater with Amy Schumer, and she instigates a fight. We also talk about his various similarities to Mark Wahlberg. Here's a portion of the interview. And you're both musicians, rappers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hung out in my underwear in the Suicide Squad. So we're kind of like both underwear models too. You know, well, we were. I actually played his adversary in Daddy's Home, and I think it was that moment in Trainwreck, and Mark Wahlberg himself was like, "Hey, we need to get John for the button of Daddy's Home."
We also talked about the parallels between comedy and wrestling and how Conor McGregor and Mark Wahlberg would do if they got into the ring. You can listen to the entire episode. You can go to Amazon.com/thatscene with John Cena. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Let me see. You know, I'm told yesterday that even though the Dolphins publicly, Brian Flores, their coach, backed away from Deshaun Watson without talking about Deshaun Watson, you know, this comes down to the following. My source said the offer is too high what the Texans want. That's all it is. The price, when it comes down, then there's a chance. I don't think that Deshaun Watson gets traded. I don't think he plays this year. I think this is basically a redshirt year for him. Let's see how the legal issues play out. If they disappear, now you can get premium price for Deshaun Watson. I don't need to trade him now. I'll pay him the $10 million. I'll let him sit. He'll be a healthy scratch. That's what I was told probably going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Your quarterback, one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, will not be playing this year. That's my opinion. But I do think there's no reason for the Texans to be all of a sudden saying, hey, we got to trade him. Unless you think something bigger down the road is going to happen. You know, could he be indicted? Like, we're not even going to hear from him probably until February with this case. What's the NFL do with him? Unless you think, all right, the NFL is going to suspend him for a year, and who knows if he's going to face charges here. Like, this isn't just the NFL investigating. There's a whole lot more attached to this, and I don't know if you can get dollar for dollar with Deshaun Watson. Unless you feel like, hey, I'll take quarters on the dollar, but I wouldn't do it. Yeah, Paulie.
How would it work if Deshaun Watson doesn't agree with that plan and says, I would like to play this year? Because he's eligible to play, as far as the NFL is concerned, as of right now. He's the best player on the roster by far. For them to healthy scratch him, would he have a case with the players' union or some type of grievance? Because he has not been charged with a crime, and he can't get that year back. He gets the money, but he can't get the football playing back. Would he have a case?
I don't know if the Players Association can argue on his behalf that you must play him. Because you can't challenge... If a coach says, hey... I'm not going to play this guy. I don't want to play this guy. Now, you can say there's Deshaun Watson is, you know, right now he's charged with, he's been accused, investigated. But can you say these are football reasons why I'm not playing him? I mean, it's tricky. NFL Players Association, from what I'm told, is looking into Urban Meyer's comments. Urban Meyer said the quiet thing out loud. He did bring up the V word, vaccination. That factored in. He said that everyone was considered. That was part of the production. Also, was he vaccinated or not? To say that was a decision maker is certainly under consideration. In other words, he didn't play the PR game. He said what the coaches are actually factoring in. Are you vaccinated? And who is that player who is or is not vaccinated? But the Players Association will look into this. And from what I was told, Players Association, now how do you prove that was the reason why somebody got cut because they weren't vaccinated? Could it be part of the reason? Could you get partially in trouble? Is that the only reason why somebody got cut because they wouldn't get vaccinated? By the way, in case you're wondering, Bill Belichick held a press conference this morning, and here is how a reporter asked the question on possibly keeping Cam Newton as a backup.
I was wondering, when it came to Cam, was there a desire to have him to stay with the team in a backup role, or was that never presented as an option?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all the different things that with any player on that. So we'll just leave it the way it is and go from there.
Was that a difficult decision to make, Bill?
Well, I don't rank them. We make decisions and then we execute them and go on and take it from there. So
I wish somebody would write a book and it would just be on Bill Belichick quotes. Just have the question and the answer. And of everything that he's ever been asked in a press conference since he's been the head coach. And then just put it out. Inspiring thoughts from Bill Belichick. Yes, Todd?
The reporter didn't ask him to rank him. He didn't say, where was this of all the people you've ever cut? Where would you put Cam Newton? He just said, was it difficult? And all he had to say again was, yeah, it's always difficult to cut someone, especially someone that's been accomplished, veteran in the league. But we move on. This decision we made. I don't know why you have to go, I want to rank him.
I don't know if it was difficult, though.
But then say that. He's well, a brave guy. He's not shy about, expressing himself.
Albert Breer, who works for the Monday Morning Quarterback, said that when Belichick was asked if Cam Newton's vaccination status played into his release, he replied no. Albert Breer then follows up by saying, I believe him. Bottom line is Bill Belichick wasn't picking a starting quarterback based on that, and Cam Newton was never sticking around as a backup. It's simple. Mac Jones won the job. I was told the same thing yesterday. Mac Jones beat out Cam Newton, plain and simple. Part of the reason why? He had 3 days to his own where he ran the first team offense, and I think that's when the coaching staff couldn't deny what they were seeing. Because a lot of times when you see a rookie do well, you want to say to yourself, let me hold off here. When you see the veteran do it, then it's something that he has done. There's consistency there. It's not a fluke. I think they got to the point where they're looking at Mac Jones going, what are we waiting for? Here's our quarterback. All right, take a break. We'll talk some college football next hour. One of our favorites, Sean Casey from the Major League Baseball Network, will join us. I wonder what he makes of all this Javi Baez stuff with the Mets and the thumbs down, and does this matter? And I can't imagine somebody booed Sean Casey. Everybody loves Sean Casey. So we'll talk a little baseball. The Dodgers and Giants making it interesting. They play each other this weekend. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Coming up on 18 After the Hour here on this Wednesday, Hour 2, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive, you can have the energy I have right now. You can have this, your voice may not sound like mine, but the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle, giving you the energy you need to fight back against aging every single day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try it for yourself. This month, take 20% off your first order. Promo code DAN. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Just try it. Aging is inevitable. Slowing down doesn't have to be. M-Drive helps you perform at your best with top-level T support. Join a community of driven guys like me who refuse to let age beat them, slow them down. Visit mdrivedan.com. Get more energy, lean muscle, and healthy T support that your body needs. Take 20% off with the promo code DAN. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. FedEx Cup playoffs, final stop, the Tour Championship. One last chance for the PGA Tour's ultimate prize this weekend on NBC and golf. We'll get to Sean Casey here in a moment. Did you see where the PGA Tour said if you yell out Brooksy to Bryson DeChambeau, you will be thrown out of the tournament there. How do you think this is going to go with the crowd, the gallery there? It feels like when you say don't do something, then it's a green light to do something. What if 10 guys do it? You're going to throw out all 10? Yes, Todd.
You put a big chocolate chip cookie in front of your little son or daughter and walk out of the room. Now, don't eat anything. You know, just leave it. Just leave it there. And he's not going to immediately attack it.
Now, I know that Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka promised to play nice with the Ryder Cup. They're going to be teammates there. But this weekend, with this final tour stop, I got a feeling somebody's going to be yelling, if not, get in the hole. See, I wish they would throw out the get in the hole guy or Baba Booey, as opposed to, all right, you throw out, hey, Brooksy, when Bryson DeChambeau comes by. Like, all right, who cares? Yes, yes.
It's really an interesting statement, though, on the maturity of the modern American man, that if you say, like, hey, guys, don't do this. Oh, well, oh, really? Oh, I can't do it? Oh, okay, now we're all going to come out and do it then. Like, how big of a loser do you have to be to do that? The immediate comparison is to a child in a chocolate chip cookie that comes to mind. That's who the gallery's man. Oh, really? We're going to do it? Okay, okay, fine. Then I'll go do it.
Stop being the grown-up in the group
loser.
Here. All right?
Okay, fine. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay, fine. I'm going to go do it every single hole now. Loser.
Yes, Paul.
If our show is calling you immature, you must be really immature. Think about it.
Oh, a smooth segue to Sean Casey, the MLB network analyst, three-time NHL or NL All-Star. He's known as the mayor, and nobody ever booed Sean Casey when he played. Did they?
No, when I got thrown off from left, I got booed. The whole Detroit was booming. 60,000 were like, all right, get out of here. Boo! So one time, I really got booed bad.
When you got thrown out from left field at first base, you got booed.
I got booed so bad. I literally was like running back. I was running back to the dugout, like, oh, showering of boos. I'm like, oh, man, this is unbelievable. I've never been hit with so many boos in my life.
Did you get booed? Like, does booing help or hurt?
Well, you know what? You know what? In 1999, I was having a really good year. We were coming down the stretch. We were going to the Astrodome to play the Astros. And I remember getting introduced, and the place booed me. And I remember Barry Larkin saying to me, hey, man, you finally made it. If they're booing you, that means they knew who you are. And I was like, all right, man, this is awesome.
But so, what about the home fans?
The home fans. You know what? I think the one thing with the home fans, at the end of the day, like, people come to see you play and they want to see you do well. So if they boo you because they're not happy that maybe this is the only game they're going to that year and you're not doing well, I understand. I can understand. I've had that happen before. Like, I've been on a bad streak with Cincinnati a couple times and was very popular, but I got booed a few times and I understood it when I freaking grounded into another double play.
Okay, but what Javi Baez did and some right. of his teammates, like, right. give me the logic behind that and doing that to New York fans.
Wow, I don't know if there's a good logic as far as doing it to New York fans. You know, I think it was probably not the smartest of moves, just because New York's New York. And like, for me, I played in Boston, you know, in 2008. So like, Boston, New York, Philly, they're great fans. They're passionate fans. They care. And New York, and I was talking to Cliff Floyd about this the other day. He's like, New York fans are especially Mets fans, are some of the most knowledgeable fans out there. So, you know, I don't know. I saw Javi's, you know, reaction, but as players, you have to understand too, you get paid a lot of money to go out there and perform. And when you don't, you're going to get booed. That's just the nature of the beast.
But when you respond with thumbs down, like, it's
you
one thing to
tick.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You just can't do it. I don't know, man. Like, you got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror too, like, and say, you know what? I'm not really playing that well in these last few games. And we are 10 games under 500 or whatever it was in our last 40. And, you know, we're not giving the fans what they want. We are underachieving. Like, so you can't boo back to the fans when you're not getting it done. It'd be different if it was different circumstances, but the bottom line is the Mets are underachieving right now and the fans are booing. I don't think it's okay to boo back to the fans because it just sends a bad message.
Well, it's, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, your bad play came before the booing started. If you play well, yes. then they're not going to be booing you. I just never understood. And I remember Tino Martinez told me that he went from the Yankees to the Cardinals. And he said, you know, I would get booed at Yankee Stadium if I wasn't playing well. I went to St. Louis and they were like, hey, you'll get them next time. And Tino said, I wanted them to yell at me. I wanted them to boo me. Like, I needed that. I expected that. Not like, hey, that's okay. You're 0 for 10. We'll get them next time, Tino. Come on. Don't worry about it.
You're going to be okay. Well, St. Louis is the one place. I remember you make a diving play on the visiting team. You come up, and they're cheering for you. You're like, man, where are we? They're like, oh, but St. Louis, they cheer for everybody. You know what I mean? And I can see, like, you're right, Tino Martinez. Hey, you're all right, man. You're 0 for your last 27. You'll be better tomorrow. In New York, they're like, get out of town. You suck. You're out of here.
Could you have played in New York?
Yeah, I think I could have definitely played in New York. Yeah, I could have definitely played in New York, especially later in my career. when you start to understand what it takes to play in places like that, you know? My last year, Danny, was in Boston, and I ended up hitting well. So I always say, what was your experience like in Boston? I said, it was unbelievable. You know, I ended up hitting over 300 and I never got booed. So it was a great thing. Great experience.
What kind of ball player would you be? Because you were an average, you hit for average, not an average hitter. You hit for average. Mm-hmm. Is there a place in baseball for you today?
Oh man. I think a hitter like myself would be more appreciated in today's game just because, you know, I didn't strike out 100 times. Like I was a 370 on base. You know, I was still gonna hit you doubles. I was gonna hit you some home runs. I was gonna drive in runs. So like a guy like me, I think they need more guys like me that were good hitters in the game today. Cause the three true outcomes and just the strikeouts, how it's just okay to strike out 200 times nowadays. Yeah, I don't think that's the greatest product. And I also think, Danny, if you go and look at the teams that have won it in the last few years, you know, these teams do have good hitters down up and down their lineups. There are tough outs in those lineups. So, yeah, I think I would do well in today's game.
He's Sean Casey, works for the Major League Baseball Network, 3-time National League All-Star. Do you think back in the day, and you were probably in the throes of the steroid era in the late 90s, like, do you have to make a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to use steroids?
I think so, yeah. You know what's funny, man? I mean this sincerely. Like, I never did steroids, and I didn't even know all the guys were doing it. I mean, lifting was huge then. Guys were huge. And I really think the guys that were doing it, knew they were like a little club. So did I suspect some guys, like a couple guys that would come to spring training like with 30 pounds of muscle, and I'm in the off season with a personal trainer, like just getting after it 4 or 5 days a week, doing everything I can. I put on 3 pounds of muscle and I come into spring training like, what the hell? Isn't this normal? You put on 3 pounds of muscle? And I'm like, bro, how'd you put on 35 pounds of muscle in 4 months? He's like, oh, man, I was training hard and had a personal trainer. I was like, so did I. I was like, you put on 32 more pounds of muscle than I did. You got to be kidding me. So, you know, playing during that time, I think it was a conscious choice not to do it. But looking back, I think for a lot of those years, I didn't realize how many guys were doing it.
Because there's the pressure. It's not when you get to the majors, but in the minor leagues. And, you know, two guys I know who were former minor leaguers said, if you don't want to do it, but then you see that somebody else is doing it and they're going to get a better chance of getting called up. So it's that peer pressure. And the money is so different when you get called up that you really have to have that, you know, the good angel on your shoulder and the devil on your other shoulder. And you're like, who am I listening to here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the pressure, you're right. The pressure, the money nowadays, when you start to feel that, okay, the playing field's not fair. You know what I mean? Their guys are making it, you know, that are doing steroids. They're the ones making all the money. And here I am in the minors. I'm not going to make it. And what am I going to do? Get a pat on the back and say I didn't do it? So I think there was a real dilemma there for guys and a lot of guys that did do it and didn't do it, and understandably so.
Handicap the National League West. You like the Giants or the Dodgers here down the stretch?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I just think the Giants have been so awesome. What a story, you know, and I think they're a really, really good team. Man, I just feel like the Dodgers are coming. You know, they've been making that run. They're a half game back now, pushing hard. You know, adding Scherzer and Turner and those guys, you know, at the deadline, I think has been huge. I think the Dodgers overtake the Giants in September.
What do you think about the usage of Shohei Ohtani doing double duty here?
I love it. I love it. I think we're seeing who Shohei really is, because when Madden was like, what do you want to do? I think at spring training, he's like, what do you want to do? He's like, listen, I want to hit and I want to pitch. I don't want to go back to taking 2 days off and, you know, with kid gloves. I think they took the kid gloves off and they say, the reason you're here is because you're a once in a generational player. No, you're a once in a lifetime player. We've never seen a guy like you. Like, go do it. And so I think the fact that he's doing it, he's built to do what he's doing. And I think that's why it's been such an unbelievable thing to see Shohei, you know, doing what he's doing on both sides of the ball.
Well, I like the story, but I wonder about long term. Can he continue to do it? Does it take away from – I can't imagine, and I saw this at Yankee Stadium a couple of months ago, where he's got to face the Yankees, and he's got to lead off. You know, pitchers spend 5 days preparing for a start, and he's playing every single day. And just that mental fatigue that you have, it's such a long season. And that's what I wonder, is it counterproductive? Will it be counterproductive at some point?
No, but I think he's the biggest thing with a big leaguer. If you talk to anybody, it's your routine. Hey, man, what's your routine when you come to the big leagues? Hey, get a good routine. Well, Shohei, since he's obviously been a teenager in Japan, has got this routine where he could start every fifth day, but also hit every day. I think his routine is just different than what we know in the States. That's why we've never seen anything like it. So I think he's going to be able to do it. I really do. I think he's got his body condition. And Danny, if he doesn't, then he picks one of them, and he'd be still one of the best players in baseball on one side of the ball. But to watch him do this as long as we can, man, as fans, we got to keep really enjoying it and saying, we've never seen anything like this.
How many Hall of Famers did you take deep?
I think I took a few deep. I don't know. Do you have the numbers? I don't know. Maybe like, how about 15? Well, 10?
Give me the one, though, that you took deep and you're – like that pitcher might be a little.
I took, let me see. Well, one pops into my head. I took Glavin deep a few times. I hit really well against Maddox. Smoltz was pretty nasty. Let me see. Randy Johnson, I never took deep, but I hit him pretty well. Let me see. What other big, Roy Halladay? Man, maybe I didn't go deep and that's enough. I know I hit a lot of them well, but maybe not. I know I got Glavin a few times. Why am I drawing blanks on Hall of Famers that I played against? But so maybe two.
You went from 15 to 10 to two.
I was like, man, maybe I'm starting to rattle the Hall of Famers I played against. Maybe it's not so many.
Okay.
I know one. There's got to be one more out there somewhere.
Okay. You walk up to the plate for the first time against Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I seriously was like, God, is this scary? Like, I seriously, I walk out there my first time facing, I'll never forget. I was in Cincinnati. He's with Arizona. I walk out. He's just got the long mullet, you know, just, you know, 6'11", you know, it's so scary. And I get up there and I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, that's Randy Johnson. I got his baseball card. This is unbelievable. Next thing you know, it's like, wham, 100 outside corner. I'm like, Jesus, that's unbelievable. Wham, 100 outside corner. And then 93 mile an hour slider. And I'm like, wow, I'm in for a dogfight here. So I've never seen anything like this in my entire life, right? So I'm like, Danny, I start battling because, you know, I didn't strike out a lot. So I get to 2-2. I'm like, I'm not punching out. 2-2, foul. So on like the seventh pitch, Randy Johnson walks up. He gets like 10 feet from the freaking from the plate. He snatches the ball and looks at me like, oh my God. I was like, I just want to get the hell out of here. I was like, so the next pitch, I grounded out and I was running to first. I was like, that's the greatest ground out of my life. I just wanted to be done with this at bat.
Oh, it's always great to talk to you, man. Hope you're well.
All right, Danny. Great seeing you, man. Thanks for having me on.
That's Sean Casey. Now you know why he was called the mayor. the fact that Randy Johnson's like 10 feet away going, rah! Major League Baseball Network analyst, three-time National League All-Star. You can watch Sean across MLB Network's programming, plus check out his new podcast, The Mayor's Office. Paul in Iowa joins us on the program. Hi, Paul. What do you have?
Hey, Dan, first up, you know, I'm 26 years young, and I'd like to announce my continuing football career at Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, you may be on the younger side, though, but thank you, Paul.
Yeah, 5'11", 175. I hear they need a kicker. But really, my call today is I want to ask you about this Javi Baez situation, and where does this fit into the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball? Does this kind of equate to when Randy Moss gave a moon?
Thank you, Paul. I had no problem with Randy Moss didn't pull down. He pulled down his pants or give the, you know, the impression he was pulling down his pants. Joe Buck made it worse than what it was, because if you just hear the call, you're like, oh, my God, what did Randy Moss do? I don't know if it's not like he actually pulled his pants down. I mean, Joe Buck made it sound like he did truly moon you. But yeah, the unwritten rules. These are New York fans. You love the passion, but then you can't go, oh, man, you got too much passion. You guys care too much. He came from Chicago, where you're probably not getting booed, and you won a World Series there. By the way, we did reach out to coaching staff at Bishop Sycamore, the fictitious high school, and they were not available. We were told by somebody that we had to pay, like, what kind of compensation could we give to one of the coaches who would be joining us? Fritzy, you had the interaction there with them.
I did, and there was a message back to me basically saying, you know, what type of compensation's involved, because while they're going through all this duress and stress and everything, I guess maybe they would feel better if they were getting some kind of money for coming on the
show. Okay, but how, we don't pay guests.
We do not.
Wait, do I, like, $50, $100? Like, how much is enough? Like, how much is it for a high school coach?
It's a fair question.
By the way, the high school coach just got fired, didn't he? At Bishop Sycamore?
Yeah, so you probably got to up it a little bit to make up for that. Maybe it's closer to $100 for a segment.
My question, when McLovin sent this to me yesterday, he goes, yeah, and the head coach of Bishop Sycamore got fired. And I go, by who? Like, do they have any adults who are affiliated with the program?
They're a GM over the team? That's
I didn't know. I wasn't sure who this was that would fire the coach. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, I was afraid to say this yesterday, but I think we should have paid for the guy. I think we should chip in. Aren't you dying to know what he would say?
You know, when Fritzy said, hey, I'm going to reach out, and I said, yeah, I'd be interested to hear from this coach of how he's pulled this fraud off and got on ESPN to play, you know, one of the better schools in the country, and he's got kids who aren't even in high school. They don't even actually have a school. Yeah. Done.
And if we were journalistically unethical and willing to actually pay for when we're supposed to come out, we don't even know where to send the check to. Some P.O. box. It doesn't exist. Online, send it to
Tell them we're going to send it to the high school.
Send it to the high school.
Yeah, we'll send it to the high school. I'm going to drop it off at the high school. Next time I'm in Columbus, I'll drop it off at the high school. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. The Ben Simmons situation with the 76ers is not going away. And are the Sixers making it worse? I have that for you coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I'm keeping an eye on what's going on with the 76ers with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has publicly talked about not going back to Philadelphia. Doesn't want to go to camp. And here's the thing. You know, the 76ers have themselves to blame for this. Because if I go back to that loss to the Atlanta Hawks, when Ben Simmons famously passed up a dunk, when Trae Young, who is 9 or 10 inches smaller than him, and he didn't want to go up for the dunk, didn't want to get fouled, and he passed it off. And then after the game, Joel Embiid talked about that was the turning point of the game, when our guy didn't want to go for the dunk, was worried he was going to get fouled. And then Doc Rivers was asked, can you win a championship with Ben Simmons as your point guard? He goes, I don't know. Well, if you're Ben Simmons, you have doubts already about your game. And now I got Joel Embiid and my head coach, Doc Rivers, who have doubts about me as well. Of course he doesn't want to go back there. And you know that the fans are going to be holding their breath every time he has to go to the line. But I don't know if he's harder to trade now because he doesn't want to go back to Philadelphia. I still think Golden State would be intriguing. But then I also heard this. Philadelphia would probably want Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, if they don't get Damian Lillard. So you're thinking, okay, what's Golden State, what's their thought process? I can get rid of Draymond Green at his age, and Klay Thompson coming off a couple of surgeries, even though he's a wonderful shooter, you know, that gives them that Damian Lillard kind of shooter on the perimeter. And then I bring in Ben Simmons, we get younger, I still have Steph Curry, we got a lot of younger players here. I'm thinking, all right, is that sort of the game plan here? But I think that everybody is waiting for the 76ers to lower their trade demands. The same thing as Houston. NFL teams interested in Deshaun Watson might not be interested in him right now just because they're asking too much in return. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that Ben Simmons and his people think everything is fine and he's a great NBA player and everything's going smoothly? That's what it feels like from the outside. That they think this is just working out great. He scores, he scores a little, he rebounds, assists, all-purpose player.
Well, I hope that he doesn't have a lot of sycophants, yes men there, that you have people giving him some true criticism just to say, hey, we have to work on this. This is on you. And that's why I thought he should have played for the Olympic team, for Australia. Play with people you know, build up your confidence, and then kind of build off of that. Because it doesn't just magically happen where he's going to all of a sudden go, oh, hey, I can make my free throws, and oh, I can make a three-pointer. His form is not bad. His confidence is what's bad. And he's got to work on his confidence level. Well, the only way you do that is being successful, not in a pickup game, not in some video that somebody shoots of you shooting threes with nobody on you and nothing at stake. It's only going to happen when you do it in a game. Yeah, Seton.
You get the sense that Ben Simmons needs like LeBron or somebody like that to step in and be like, no, I want him on my team. I need Ben on my team. That's kind of his only real hope.
Could you imagine if Kobe took him under his wing? Kobe would have been like right in his face. It would have been tough love. And I don't know if LeBron would give tough love there, but I think that's what Ben Simmons needs because he has this opportunity to do something, to be great. I mean, he's an all-star, defensive player of the year. He's a really good passer, rebounder. It's just he doesn't have confidence when it comes to shooting. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, there was also this report that Stephen A. came out this summer and said he doesn't work and he's constantly babied, which rings true. I mean, he seems like he has guys who tell him things are okay.
Yes.
Philly wants him out. I mean, there isn't a fan alive who wants him back.
No, but, Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers are the two people I care about, what their opinions are. But it feels like when Doc said, when he was asked, can you win a championship with Ben Simmons? And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know. I mean, that tells you everything right there. Like, you back your player. I mean, you say, of course I do. But he didn't. It was like it was a moment of truth there from Doc Rivers. And if I'm Ben Simmons, I don't want to go back. But he has to understand why they don't want him back. That's the key, or he's going to continue to be this kind of player. I still think going to a team that is not going to be qualifying for a playoff spot is really important for him. He needs to kind of disappear to reappear. Yeah, McLovin.
But it sounds like he doesn't want to do that. It sounds like he wants to go to a big Ben, that is, go to a big market.
Oh, sure. He wants to go to Los Angeles. He wants to go to California. Now, Sacramento's in California. But I'm guessing he wants to go to Golden State. I don't know how you squeeze him in with the Lakers. With that salary, how do you squeeze him in? What's your sign and trade or whatever it might be? Yeah, McLovin.
Fill in for Kawhi and Clippers?
No. No, they're stuck with Kawhi.
I mean, while Kawhi's out next year, maybe Simmons could do a lot of that production. I don't know how they'd pay him, too.
Who knows about the salary cap? Like, the Lakers squeezed in Rajon Rondo. I'm going, yeah, okay, all right. the salary cap. All right, final hour coming up. Who are the quarterbacks we'll be talking about next year at this time being drafted in the first round and maybe starting in the NFL? We'll have that discussion coming up. More phone calls as well, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. 2 hours in the books. One more to go on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item, hour two, summer coming to an end, and it's an important time to remember you got to get plenty of sleep. It's even more important for your kids going back to school to get more sleep. Some tips for you parents: keep the room cool, somewhere between 65 and 68 degrees. Maybe a fan or white noise machine would also help. Maybe you could dial up Paulie and have him talk about the 85 Bears or maybe his favorite band, Rush. That'll put your kids to sleep. You can also turn to Sleep Number. It's a great time to discover the sleep Sleep Number 360 smart bed now during the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores, or you can also go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. And remember, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. The biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.